what the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
What images are you getting, Lee, when you hear about Richard's pick and sniff?
Oh, geez, I don't want to even think about it. I've just banished it to the far reaches of my mind. No.
Anyway, Ashley's going to help us with that tomorrow, and we've got some really great prizes. So I think it's going to be, well, I hope it is, and we don't get taken off the air. But anyway, what are the papers saying today on this drab and dreary old type of Friday morning, which is going to be nice by the afternoon for the golf.
I'm sure it will be. It'll be a great event. Yeah. The Sydney Morning Herald reports MPs white with rage over race outburst. The opposition leader Luke Foley was forced into an embarrassing apology yesterday after warning that many Anglo families were fleeing Western Sydney as part of a white flight. One Labor MP described the comments as a monumental mistake, while several of his MPs said they were shocked and disappointed and upset by Mr. Foley's use of the phrase white flight. As well as that, standing room only as train crowds spiral out of control. You're not imagining it. The morning commute is more crammed than ever. That's in Sydney, obviously. Peak loads on some lines reach as high as 185%, the way the threshold for overcrowding. And higher earning universities stand by Chow donations. Major universities with buildings named after Chow Chak Wing say they have no plans to disassociate themselves from the billionaire accused of funding the bribery of a United Nations official, despite emerging grassroots disquiet about the connections. And in the Daily Telegraph, sheer folly, obviously. Sheer folly. Luke Foley was forced into a humiliating back down, after federal and state Labor colleagues were furious. He injected race into the debate over immigration by using the contentious phrase white flight. And plan doesn't add up. A new reporting tool teachers have slammed as so arduous it forces them out of the classroom to a data entry is meant to be rolled out across New South Wales to track all students up to year 10 by next year.
All right, Lee, thank you for that. And with you this morning, good story for Q. I mean, we're there today at the country club, but for the town itself, Port Macquarie and Hastings Council doing some work.
Yeah, it's fitting, isn't it? So upgrades will go ahead in Q over the coming weeks under Port Hastings Council's 2017-18 operation plan. Work will see the installation of new curbing, the planting of gardens, improvements to existing pedestrian refuges, and the extension of central medians. Design work will be done for more upgrades to be undertaken in 2019-20, such as roundabout modifications and car park reconfigurations.
Good stuff. Also, that was a shocking story out of Tuncurry yesterday. A woman arrested after allegedly drink driving with two kids in the vehicle.
Yes, it certainly wasn't ideal. Two kids in the vehicle. She was arrested, facing court and family services looking into that one as well.
All right, Lee, all the local sport too. Plenty coming up. You'll hear it here on Triple M as Lee hurtles down the hallway in about 6 minutes from now. Thank you, great man.
Cheers.